Were you a little bit surprised on this a little bit, or no, nothing surprised you by this group at all?
Wow. I mean, yes and no. I would say, you know, we were, you know, coming in high, you know, on our positions, you know, coming off district. So I knew, you know, expectations were there, you know, to at least bring home medals. You know, and even as a team to be able to finish third, you know, that was quite the surprise there. You know, you just never know how you're going to perform when you get out of state. I mean, things can go really good or they can go south really quickly too. So, you know, a big surprise, obviously, you know, Reagan's single winning that 800-meter run. You know, she was, you know, definitely hungry to get a medal because she didn't get one last year in the 800-meter race. And man, when she took off in the last 200 to finish, and she had that great kick, and I was looking at the big screen to see what her time was going to be, and it being ended up what it was, I was just I was in a big high right there. Just, you know, it was just amazing to see her do that, and you know, wow, I don't even have the words to explain how I felt at that moment.
A little different for coaches at the state meet, Coach, you know, and regular season meets and districts, you can be on the infield and run from side to side, and you can't do that at state with these long races, can you?
No, we can't, and that, you know, it's tough at times, but because I'm just so used to going back and forth, you know, running and cheering them on and coaching them the best I can while they're doing it. But at the same time, you know, they seem to remember everything I tell them throughout the season, and they seem to carry that into state, and they, you know, where to make a push and where to do this and where to do that, and that, you know, that's also great to see, and then just kind of keeping that in their mind. I guess I'm yelling in their mind without actually yelling at them, which is nice. You know, encouraging them the best I can there, and you know, I'm always usually by the 200 mark where they need to get their kick in and get going, and most of them tell me they can hear me, and it's, you know, that's also great to hear back from them that they are listening to me. Well, you know, while in a big stage like that where I'm so far away and stuff, so. Yeah, definitely different, but they do well.
Your seniors really went out with a bang, didn't they?
They did. I was, you know, three each of them came home with three medals. And, I mean, what else can you say? I mean, three medals, I stayed, you know, last year. You know, last year Kyla came home with four, and then Ashley came home with three, and this year they came home with three each, and, you know, two you know, Ashton got that mile, and that she got the record, and, you know, here for MHC, and that was kind of a goal for her all season, is to try to beat that goal, because she was 2 seconds away last year, and to be able to reach that this year, you know, was phenomenal for her, and you know, still get a medal at state. I mean, that was a tough mile. Obviously, she wished she would have placed a little higher, but at the same time, we were all happy that she ran well. She gave her best effort, and that's what it was. And, you know, and Kylie was so dang close of making or winning that 400-meter race. I mean, it came down to tenths of a second. That's how close that 400 was. And same thing, she gave it all she had, and obviously, that's where she ended up. But I'm extremely proud of those two seniors, and I'm going to miss them a lot. They're going to have some big shoes to fill in the future for sure, but I'm going to miss them, and I'm glad they were on my team, and I'm very proud of them for their efforts and the way they performed at state the last 2 days.
I know Kylie with the injury early in the season, and then came back, and I think it was RPAC or one of those meets where she kind of, you know, wasn't quite there just yet. You're probably concerned, is she going to come back all the way? And by gosh, I'm sure she rehabbed and battled, and she made her way back, didn't she?
She did. Yeah. She got hurt at the RPAC meet, and just couldn't. You know, I was like, oh man, we gotta figure something out, and we shut her down for another 2 weeks after that, you know, and we did some pool workouts to just try to get the impact out of her foot, you know, to still be able to get a cardio workout and do that, and Coach Halsey Large, you know, did an awesome job with her on that and getting her workouts you know, on that, and you know, Kylie, you know, followed her and her lead on that, and she trusted her with you know, not being able to train like you normally would, you know, for speed and out of the blocks and all that kind of stuff, and I'm glad, you know, Kylie was able to trust her with that, with those workouts, and Coach Lars, like I said, does a phenomenal job of all that rehab kind of stuff, and that's kind of her thing there, and they managed to, you know, keep her in shape and keep her going and be in, you know, districts was a, you know, was kind of iffy. She had a little bit of pain. It was definitely a lot of pain at the end, but at that state, you know, she was able to compete mostly pain free. It was just, you know, not being able to train like she would want to have the stamina to, you know, to compete, you know, in all four of her events in the finals like she did, you know, last year. So, but, you know, I'm glad she was able to still come out on a high and finish the way she did.
4x4, just about went your way. Just awfully close, went down the stretch, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, 0.44 was the difference. And I mean, that was one where the goal was to win that 4x4 relay. We knew we had the girls. We had, you know, the capability of winning that relay. I was not expecting a 4:05, to be honest with you. You know, that's a 10-second PR from what they did at earlier in the season. And that was only the third time that group has ran together. They did it at Paxton, and then they did it at districts, and then at state. So to be able to, you know, run a 4:15 the first time, and then a 4:16 the second time, and a 4:05, tell you what, those girls are special, and they wanted that so bad. And, you know, unfortunately, they failed a little short, but second place is still pretty dang good at that meet and at that race. So. But man, it was a fun one to watch for sure.
Yeah, and a lot of youngins, some freshmen get their feet wet for the first time at the state meet. That's going to help them as they get going here for next year and the years to come.
Absolutely, they definitely want more. You know, after it was all said and done, they're like, oh, we can't wait to come back, and I'm sure they will. They got the hunger and to be able to keep working hard and working on their skills and their running form and all that stuff in the off season. And, you know, they all came home, all three freshmen that competed came home with the medal. So they got that taste of a victory as well and being on that podium. And they want to go back and be on there again. So as long as they keep doing, you know, working hard, they'll get back there and hopefully end up with more medals in the future. But, yeah, they were excited for sure. And I'm glad they were able to experience that with those seniors and you know, Reagan as a sophomore and stuff. So that was fun to have those freshmen out there with us.
Blakely Farr is going to be a young lady, boy. She can. Boy, you could throw her in a number of events in the years to come, couldn't you?
Yes, absolutely. She can run that forward, long jump, triple jump, and who knows? Maybe we can find her way in the 100. I don't know, or even lower in the 2 and the 1. I mean, that girl can run, and she's got a spring on her legs, and be able to jump and all that kind of stuff. So definitely looking forward to see what she will be able to accomplish in the future. And I just have a feeling that she's going to end up in that podium as a singles competitor, you know, down the road. And I can't wait to see that because it'll be fun. And Chris, the same thing. She's one heck of a runner. She improved quite a bit. I mean, her and Ava, they took off. I think it was at least 6 seconds off their 4x8 split. You know, what they've done all year. From state, so they knew what they had to do, and as a freshman to understand that and not be afraid of that big stage. I mean, obviously, when I talked to them before, I mean, I knew they were nervous, and I just tried to calm them down the best I could, and they went out there and performed and ran a great leg for us, came out big, and Ashton and Reagan, you know, did their thing. But man, that was fun to watch them run and watch them improve and just. Be out there as freshmen is pretty special.
Well, hopefully next year again you'll have a good junior high group that you went through, had a chance to coach a lot of those kids, some of those eighth graders and the ninth grade, fill some of those spots on the girls side, and hopefully your boys side will fill up with a few more numbers next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, starting with the boys, hopefully, you know, I had a big serious talk with the boys on hey, you know, those eighth grade boys especially, you know, it's up to you guys to change the culture around here when it comes to track. You know, you guys are special. You guys have the talents the want to become better, and it's up to you, and hopefully you guys can join, you know, the track team as freshmen and bring more people along and make we can have a pretty good team down the future. So hopefully they do, and I can't wait to see what happens. But it'll be fun if they end up going out for track and competing with that wolf on their chest and kind of see where we end up. And on the girls' side, yeah, we have there's a good incoming freshman that'll step in. I'm already kind of thinking of where I'm going to put them and on the relays and events and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's kind of a nice perk to be able to coach up a junior high. You kind of know what the girls can do as of now and where we can improve. And like I said, it's going to be tough filling those shoes with Ashlyn and Kylie. But I know we got the girls that will step in and want to continue what they started. With that MHC, you know, MHC track program, and they understand the importance of that and to keep it going and all that kind of stuff. So it's definitely going to be exciting. It's kind of bittersweet losing those two seniors, but at the same time, I'm excited for the future and what we can accomplish down the road with the people coming up and the few more years and stuff. So, you know, that's just the way it goes when you coach high school sports. You leave and some leave and some, you know, you get more coming up. So.